Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Fred Talbot. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Reyneau settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Reyneau. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe fields it and throws to Cash, who tags Mincher for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Machick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Comer. Cash reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 0 for 1 in the game. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, With the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball towards right. Hegan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hegan. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matchick. The throw from Renu and he is safe. Matchick steals second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matchick moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Talbot scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. Matchick scores. Price moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Price scores. McAuliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Price strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. John Hiller now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Steve Whitaker. Don McMahon now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing right. Phi Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 0-for-2 in the game. Renou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Ray Euler. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Locker. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing second base. Gus Gill now playing third base. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Jim Bouton now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Cash reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Price hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Northrup moves to third. Price moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon is 0-for-1 in the game. McMahon strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Northrup scores. Price moves to third. Stanley moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Gene Brabander now pitching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-3 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Trasuski covering. It's a double play. Gill moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Seattle Pilots, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.